We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Tonight at the Illinois Terminal in Champaign, a group of panelists will discuss how public-private partnerships are supporting organizations like food banks, nonprofit agencies contract with the government to distribute commodity programs. Meanwhile, food banks have started up programs to help families apply for programs like SNAP or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But there are concerns about cuts to such programs this fall and the relationship between public food programs and private charities overall. That's the overall focus of tonight's Hunger Symposium at the Champaign, Illinois Terminal. Cheryl Precious is the Director of Marketing and Development with the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. She's here to discuss tonight's event. Welcome.
Thank you.
What is the key message you want to convey tonight? How are people not well aware of this partnership, of these and these relationships?
Yeah, so I think a lot of us in the community have heard the term food stamps, which, by the way, the new fancy term for that is SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And a lot of us have heard of some of the other programs like WIC, and some of us have even heard of, you know, commodity food. We used to hear the old term government cheese back in the day, food distributed mm-hmm. through the government and distributed out to hungry people. But what a lot of folks don't realize is how connected those programs are with food banks like the Eastern Illinois Food Bank and the member agencies that we serve, like food pantries and soup kitchens.
And what's the concern about federal cuts to the programs this fall? We talked a little bit earlier today about the possibility of cuts to SNAP, and what do you want to convey tonight about keeping it going?
Yeah, so we're all of us, I think, in the anti-hunger business, as it were, are really watching this fall, and especially the budget negotiations, with some level of apprehension. We've all heard the term debt ceiling thrown around. We all know that our legislators have to make really difficult decisions about spending and about revenue this fall or thereafter. And what we're concerned about is, you know, we've got this perfect storm of the worst recession since the Great Depression. We've seen, over the last 15 years, we've actually seen steady increases in the demand for emergency food at food pantries and soup kitchens. So we're seeing record numbers of people needing help. But the government is running out of money, so they're looking for places to cut back spending. And we're all very concerned that some of these really critical programs are going to get scaled way back. In fact, our executive director likes to say this is the first time in the 6+ years he's been at the food bank that he's actually worried about how much food we're going to have this year because of scaling back TFAP and the commodity product that we receive from the government.
Yeah, it's kind of staggering that 79,000 people in Eastern Illinois are food insecure, but only 36,000 are eligible for food stamps.
Yeah, this is another really critical message that we want our community to be aware of is, you know, there's a lot of stigma around food stamps, but the fact is you have to be really, really struggling to even be eligible to receive food stamps. So when we talk about food insecurity, that's a lack of access to adequate resources to feed your family a nutritious diet so that they can thrive. And when you look at food insecurity rates, you know, 79,000 people in our 14-county area, and only about half of those are actually likely eligible to receive food stamps, there's a disconnect there. So there's a huge gap. There's a huge portion of people that are not being reached by some of these federal programs. And that's a really, you know, that's a really critical role that the food pantries and soup kitchens that we serve play, because that's, for a lot of people, their only source of help.
Yeah, along the same lines, we talked about how many people are now reliant on soup kitchens and how food stamps really alleviate that pressure when with record numbers of people seeking help. And it's a frightening statistic that food kitchens could be suffering this fall when we're already, you know, you see a line at a food kitchen, you know, quite a long line there.
Yeah, and what we're hearing is, you know, stories like, I never thought I would be standing in a food line. I've never needed help. I've always made it on my own. I don't even like seeking help. I don't like receiving this help. But, you know, one of our clients put it best the other day when she said, this is a season in my life when I'm in need. And I am just so thankful that I have this support. It's our neighbors, it's our friends. Most of us know somebody that's been touched by a layoff or unemployment, or even a medical debt in the family that's caused them to wonder where their next meal is coming from. So it's not the stereotypical, homeless people on the streets digging through the trash anymore. It's our neighbors that are being affected by this. And that's really important for people to know.
Anything else you want to convey about what we might find out tonight? This is a 90-minute panel. We have a lot of experts here, and obviously these things will be explored.
Yeah, well, one of the really interesting things about tonight is one of our panelists is actually from Walmart. And the reason is he's a senior VP at Walmart. And of all things, they have gotten in the business of helping food banks conduct SNAP outreach work. So here at the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, we actually have a worker full time who is going out there helping connect families to getting SNAP benefits, getting link cards. And Walmart has been the single biggest private funder of that work and has similarly funded other programs throughout Illinois. So that will be a really interesting kind of angle, that here we have this huge corporation that's actually investing in helping us connect families to federal benefits. And also the last half an hour is audience Q&A. So it's very participatory, and we really encourage people to come and check it out, get your questions answered, and feel free to even ask those controversial questions. We're really interested in exploring some of these issues and learning about some new solutions.
Anything you want to mention about the other panelists? I have the list here if you need me to.
Yeah,
run
great.
Them.
No, sorry. We have somebody from the USDA SNAP Policy Unit. That's Melissa Kondari, and she has an extensive background in policy and in several of these nutrition programs. So we're really excited to have her. We also have Craig Gunderson, who's right here from the College of ACES. But little known fact about Craig, he's actually one of the preeminent scholars in the country on food insecurity issues and knows a lot also about these federal nutrition programs, but was a chief researcher on the recent Map the Meal Gap published by Feeding America, which was really groundbreaking because it actually drilled down to the county level, and we're actually able to see food insecurity rates at the county level now, both child and adult food insecurity, whereas in the past, it's only been at the state level. So we're excited to have Craig. And then Tracy Smith, who is the director of Feeding Illinois, and that is the State Association of Food Banks, of which the Eastern Illinois Food Bank is a member. And she's going to talk about how food banks are increasingly getting involved in especially SNAP outreach work like we're doing, but how there's really that strong intersection between these federal programs and the private charities like food banks, and how potential cuts to these programs could potentially be devastating for food banks.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to mention is this. You're from the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, and we're obviously talking about the impact in 11 Eastern Illinois counties, but we have a nice mix of guests that you mentioned. Jason Wetzel, he's the Director of Government Relations for Walmart, and he works in government relations and public policy for Walmart in four states, including Illinois, but also someone from the U of I's Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics, and you mentioned Tracy Smith from Feeding Illinois, as well as Melissa from the SNAP Policy Unit. We get a good impact of the picture of these, what these programs are, how they're being impacted, not only locally, but around the state and elsewhere.
Yeah, I think the panel is going to bring a nice broad array of perspectives to this issue. And really, at the end of the day, it takes a village. It takes all of these programs working together, public and private, to make sure that people are getting fed. Food banks and food pantries cannot do it on our own. SNAP cannot do it on its own. I mentioned before, there's a number of people that aren't eligible for SNAP that aren't able to put food on the table. And it's all of these programs working together that really is providing this safety net for families that are slipping off the edge and wondering where their next meals are going to come from.
A programming note about this, we'll be covering this symposium this evening and tomorrow afternoon. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers will begin to discuss the symposium and some of the findings, and we'll hear some of the audio from that and in his interview tomorrow, and as well as news stories tomorrow morning. Cheryl Precious is the Director of Marketing Development for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. She was here to discuss the 5th Annual Hunger Symposium. That's tonight from 7 to 8:30 at the Illinois Terminal Building in Champaign. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff. In especially SNAP outreach work like we're doing, but how there's really that strong intersection between these federal programs and the private charities like food banks, and how potential cuts to these programs could potentially be devastating for food banks.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to mention. Is this, we talk, you're from the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, and we're obviously talking about the impact in 11 Eastern Illinois counties, but we have a nice mix of guests. You mentioned Jason Wetzel, he's the Director of Government Relations for Walmart, and he works in government relations and public policy for Walmart in four states, including Illinois, but also someone from the U of I's Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics. And you mentioned Tracy Smith from Feeding Illinois, as well as Melissa from the SNAP Policy Unit. We get a good impact of the picture of these, what these programs are, how they're being impacted, not only locally, but around the state and elsewhere.
Yeah, I think the panel is going to bring a nice broad array of perspectives to this issue. And really, at the end of the day, it takes a village. It takes all of these programs working together, public and private, to make sure that people are getting fed. Food banks and food pantries cannot do it on our own. SNAP cannot do it on its own. I mentioned before, you know, there's a number of people that aren't eligible for SNAP that aren't able to put food on the table. And it's all of these programs working together that really is providing this safety net for families that are slipping off the edge and wondering where their next meals are going to come from.
A programming note about this, we'll be covering this symposium this evening and tomorrow afternoon. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers will be in to discuss the symposium and some of the findings, and we'll hear some of the audio from that and in his interview tomorrow, and as well as news stories tomorrow morning. Cheryl Precious is the Director of Marketing Development for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. She was here to discuss the 5th Annual Hunger Symposium. That's tonight from 7 to 8:30 at the Illinois Terminal Building in Champaign. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
You can help WILL provide enriching educational programs and services across Central Illinois for years to come by making a planned gift. You'll be a member in WILL's Legacy Circle, joining visionaries who have already invested in the future of Illinois Public Media. Contact Donda Beard at 217-333-7300 or online for more information at will.illinois.edu/support.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 26th of September, 2011. Today is the European Day of Languages, a yearly event started about 10 years ago. Celebrate human language, encourage language learning, and bring attention to the importance of being multilingual in this polyglot world. It's the birthday of T.S. Eliot, Thomas Stearns Eliot, born 1888, St. Louis, Missouri, where he spent the first 18 years of his life. He was a smart, hard-working young man, went off to Harvard, finished his undergraduate work and master's degree in just 4 years, started writing